Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After the sudden death of comedian Bob Saget, two Orange County, Florida sheriff's deputies were disseminating information about Saget's death to their friends and social media before Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, got the information. The officers have been suspended for 81 hours for their roles in the case after being found guilty. Today is the first day of summer, and as Americans hit the road, the shock of how much gas prices will hurt is front and center. President Biden said Monday he hopes to make a decision about a federal gas tax holiday by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence on Monday called out President Biden for allowing this man-made economic disaster to take over America.
All of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Uvalde, Texas, parents of victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting have called for the resignation of school district police chief Pete Arredondo at an emotional school board meeting Monday night. 19 students and two teachers lost their lives by a crazed 18-year-old boy. The most patriotic state in the nation is a big one. In fact, it has more land than California, Montana, and Texas combined.
According to a report from WalletHub, Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. The personal finance website compared each state across 13 indicators, including veterans per capita, average number of military enlistees, Peace Corps members per capita, and the percentage of adults who voted in 2020. All 13 of the indicators fell into two categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Rounding out the top five is Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. The top five least patriotic states were Arkansas, New York, Rhode Island, Florida, and Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn have been aligning in order this month for the first time in 18 years. You won't need a telescope to see the rare grouping of planets. The best day for viewing will be on Friday, looking toward the southeast before sunrise. As the American economy has been a disaster under the Biden administration, Vice President Mike Pence on Fox Business reiterates this American dilemma falls squarely on Biden and the Democrats.
Well, Joe Biden is wrong, and it would be right to unleash American energy and take the boot heel of the federal government off the neck of American energy companies. Look, I just spoke today, Larry, here at the University Club of Chicago, focusing on the economy, focusing on a pathway forward. But there's no question that what's unique about this economic crisis that we're facing, inflation at a 40-year high, gasoline prices up 75%, shortages, supply chain, is what's unique about this, like I tell an economist like you anything, but to your viewers, different from the Depression, different from the economic downturn in the 70s, different from the Great Recession of 2008, all of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
Lance Pryor, USA Radio News.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we know it's not an easy thing because there's lots of resistance, because the elite supremacists have been getting their way and they've turned the Constitution on its head. It's no longer about we the people. It's them, the elitists. And you've got to see this for what it is. I mean, the rank corruption that continues is galling. And I don't know when enough is going to be enough for the American people that they finally say, throw the bums out. Get them all out of here. I got Adam Angieski from Open the Books. And with the recent FOIA request, last week it was reported that top people at NIH, the National Institute of Health, you know, the people that are supposed to keep us from a pandemic and, you know, kind of help us with health issues, right? Well, he discovers that they've been getting big bucks from a secret royalty checks, according to this probe. I mean, the rank corruption that is taking place. It's no wonder they don't want a government of we the people, because a government of we the people will hold them accountable. Go, wait a minute, what are you guys getting, you know, secret royalty checks about when you are working on our dime? We're paying your salary. And in most businesses, I will say that anytime an employee does work on an employer's time and dime, that asset belongs to the employer, but not when it comes to government. Not when it comes to these institutions and these corrupt entities. They find a way, like Joe Biden, to make sure that their beak gets wet along the way. Adam Angieski from Open the Books joins us now. Adam, this is incredible. I mean, you reported on this, and all we're hearing is crickets from the mainstream media.
Well, it's great to be on the program. Bill, as you know, we've said for years that transparency is going to revolutionize United States public policy and politics. And I know of no better agency to get started than at the National Institutes of Health. So every single year, out one door goes $32 billion worth of grant making. It goes to about 55,000 entities that receive tens of billions of dollars in grants, federal grants, from NIH every single year. Now we know, going back through the other door, over the course of the last decade, is approximately $400 million being paid by third parties, think pharmaceutical companies, to the National Institutes of Health and 1,805 of its scientists, including its leadership, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the former director of NIH, Francis Collins, and people like the acting director of the National Cancer Institute right now, who's ranked number 19 out of 1,800 scientists on the receipt of these third-party payments.
Are these kickbacks?
Well, and when you don't disclose them, you can fairly call them kickbacks. I mean, they're royalty payments from third parties after scientific discoveries and inventions. And so when those are licensed out to the private sector, for example, they pay royalties back to the agency and back to the scientist. When you're blanking out, when you're redacting the payments to the individual scientist, like NIH is, when you're redacting the name of the third-party payer, again, think pharmaceutical company, and this is being erased and redacted from the production, we can't see who's paying the royalties, $400 million over the course of the last decade. When you're blanking out the invention, the patent number and the license number from the production, we don't know who, what individual, we can see the scientists' names, 1,800 of them, but we don't know what they invented, how much each individual received, or who's paying them. When you're redacting all of that, I think it's fair to call them kickbacks, not royalty payments.
Yeah, I mean, we got to understand what royalty payments is and how they've abused that term. They call it royalty payments to kind of deflect what they've been doing. But when you're doing something in the back door and in the dark of day and night, it's obvious that something surreptitious and corrupt is taking place here, right?
Well, and there's a difference between the Freedom of Information Act request that my organization at OpenTheBooks.com filed 9 months ago with NIH and 2005 when Associated Press last filed the same request. That was 17 years ago. And guess what, Bill? They got the whole database. It was not redacted. It was not erased and blanked out. They could follow the money. And they found a scandal with Dr. Anthony Fauci. He had invented with Clifford Lane, his deputy, an experimental AIDS treatment. And through his agency, at where he heads it up as the director, $36 million worth of taxpayer money helped test that experimental AIDS treatment. And Dr. Anthony Fauci received up to $45,000 worth of royalty payments between 1997 and 2004. So here you have the director, tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money augmenting and testing his invention. He's receiving royalties, and he is. It's all happening underneath his purview within his agency.
Exactly.
And institute. And that's
now, is this kind of, is this kind of program available to any inventor or just people who are in power?
So the royalties, they're available to any inventor. Like if you're a government scientist working for the National Institutes of Health, and if you have a discovery and an invention, you get a share of the royalty payment that goes to NIH, and then there's a formula where you get a share of it. Now here's the deal, and here's what people don't know. If you're the scientist and you're employed by NIH, you can receive royalties, of course. You can leave NIH, your royalties follow you to a new employer or to an entrepreneurial venture. If you die, those royalties continue to flow to your estate. So, Bill, we've got some of the top royalty recipients in the top 20 out of 1,800 scientists. They died, and they continue to receive royalties. Over the course of the next 10 years, most of the scientists in the top 20 will be dead. But the royalties will continue to flow to their estate.
So forever and ever, amen?
As long as the royalties are being paid and their invention is being licensed, that's what it looks like from the data. We got scientists that died in 2006. They're some of the top royalty receivers. They're still getting paid.
Wow.
It's stunning what they've put in place.
Well, this is what happens when it becomes a system of for and by the scientist. And, of course, now especially we're being led to believe that, the scientists are godlike. And so they're all deserving. I'm shocked. I mean, I don't know how you get away with assuming some sort of a self-appointed royalty here. I don't quite understand that whole complex situation. Do you?
No, Reagan said the best example of eternal life is a government on Earth is a government zero. I think it's a government.
Yes.
It's a royalty payment.
Well, they've scammed this deal out again. You know, as I said, in most laws, if you're on the job and you're using, you know, the facilities, you know, the organization's equipment, it's their time, you're paid an hourly wage, that asset or whatever it is that you discover belongs, you know, to the organization. Boy, they've been able to carve themselves out a little piece of heaven, you know, that's self-serving and continues to serve their estate even after their passing. This is unbelievable how they've taken full advantage of us. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Adam Majewski. Stay with
us. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualified at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Within 19 minutes,
after the top of the hour. I know you're still trying to get your jaw off the ground here, as Adam Andrzejewski has been reporting as a result of the FOIA request. Unbelievable. This is the Freedom of Information Act to figure out what is going on, and the NIH has been happy to be getting royalties. And again, I'm stuck on this royalty thing, because my understanding of royalties has to do with, that you're providing a service and... And the thing is, usually what happens in most cases when people get a royalty, they're the ones that have, they've created this. It's their research dollars, not taxpayers' research dollars. But whether we're talking about making music or any other thing that generates a royalty. But here they've been able to carve out this nice little legal, kind of secretive, fund here. To, again, kind of with this arrogant attitude, Adam, and this is, like Nancy Pelosi said, we ought to be so lucky to think that we've got such, high-minded people and such brilliant people in government, serving the American people. Remember, she made that statement going in, I believe it was the second impeachment of Donald Trump, as she was lauding these legal beagles, these representatives from the House that were managers of the impeachment trial, that they were so brilliant they could be, working any number of other jobs, but they have chosen out of the goodness of their heart to work on behalf of the American people. He's go, oh my gosh, I mean, are you piling on the manure here or what? Stop it. Because, with Nancy Pelosi and these elites, everything's about quid pro quo. I mean, it's like, okay, what's in it for me? Here it is. They carve out this deal, and you and I were talking off air about it. Maybe explain to our audience that this is a bipartisan, a cabal that was done back in the 1980s, right?
Yeah, it was a bipartisan bill in the 80s with a then Democratic Indiana Senator Bayh and Republican Bob Dole. So they got together, they created this environment where government scientists can receive these third-party royalty payments for inventions, for discoveries. So since then, let's take a look at how the programs worked. So if you take a look at the top 20 scientists receiving the most royalty payments, again, I can't tell you how much money they received, but we can count the number of payments in their name. The amount of money mm-hmm. the individual received is redacted. It's blanked out. It's erased. So that the second top royalty receiver is a 91-year-old scientist. Now, he's ranked number two out of 1,805 royalty receivers at NIH. So he's one of the top. And he started mm-hmm. in 1959 during the Dwight Eisenhower administration. He's 91 years old. He's had a distinguished career. He's invented a lot of things. But he's on the federal payroll at age 91 at nearly $300,000 a year at taxpayer expense. And he hasn't even authored
still
a paper
on the,
now.
Still on the payroll
he hasn't
at 91.
At 91. He hasn't authored a paper in years. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. six of the top 20 royalty receivers are in their 80s or their 90s. So NIH refused on a request for comment to justify how they have these 80 and 90-year-olds on their payroll. They say that they're on the cutting edge of science, but these guys, and they're all guys, haven't authored a scientific paper in years, and they're collecting, mm-hmm. They are the top royalty receivers in the complex.
They're on the cutting edge of death is where they're on the cutting edge of. I mean, with all due respect. Come on, give me a break. But they haven't even written a paper, and I assume they don't even go into an office or anything at that point.
So, Bill, it's an open question as to whether or not taxpayers are still receiving the best possible scientific production from NIH as its core of older royalty-receiving scientists increases. They got to justify whether they still have employed for massive government-funded salaries, people in their 80s and 90s who aren't writing scientific papers anymore.
Mm-hmm. And, Adam, the other thing that comes up, too, and you and I talked about this, is that they have such a stranglehold over this institution and all this money, and it's a quid pro quo program here, is that Fauci and others, whoever is distributing the money, they'll give you the money, but that report needs to fit certain criteria. And I don't believe the people, at least my instincts and what I understand of the program, is telling me that we're getting the best information, because it is prejudiced by design. because these people know, because of the old saying, people do that which they get rewarded for. If you say anything bad about the climate and anything that reflects poorly on the green energy agenda, you may be one and done. You may get one research paper and maybe some funding for the first time, but you're not going to have the second, third, or an eternal funding, you know, pipeline, because you have violated principle one, right?
I want to put an example on that, Bill. So royalty receiver number one, his name is Robert Gallo, and he actually left NIH back in 1995. And he left under a cloud because the French said he stole the sequencing for the HIV virus or something like that, and there was something invented, and eventually President Reagan had to intervene with Mitterrand of France, and they agreed to split the royalty payments. So this guy leaves. He starts his own Institute of Human Virology at the University of Maryland. Today he makes $750,000. According to our data at OpenTheBooks.com, the federal government has funded that institute with $500 million worth of federal grants just since 2009. But he's not done. He founds a nonprofit. Well, he founds a for-profit. He spins it out of that University of Maryland lab, and that gets funded to the tune of another $150 million worth of federal grants. But he's not done. He founds a nonprofit called the Global Virus Network. And do you know who are members of the Global Virus Network? It's NIH, it's the FDA, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And so when people start, this is the number one receiver of royalties. So when people start questioning the lab leak theory, he writes op-eds in the paper saying, just back off. Don't worry about it. Even if it was them, what's it going to change? We need a closer working relationship with the Chinese. Never mentioning he's the number one royalty receiver out of NIH, and he's got these myriads of conflicts of interest across the board.
Unbelievable. And then, of course, you have just yesterday, the WHO says, it's quite likely that COVID escaped from Wuhan. After all this time that we've been going through and exercising where it came from. Now, I mean, this is the thing that's amazing, because they're controlling the narrative, and when it's appropriate for them to tell a little bit of the truth, they do. But until that point in time, you know, 2.5 years, we're trying to save people and understand what the heck is going on. And, you know, they're not giving us the information and being forthright with the things that we need to know in dealing with this pandemic, right?
Well, and look, all we're asking for is some simple, straight-up transparency. Like 2005 with the Associated Press, just give us the unredacted database so we can follow the money. Maybe there's no conflicts of interest, but even Lawrence Tabak, so 36 hours after we initially launched our report in May, this led to a congressional hearing where the acting director on his budget for NIH was in a House hearing. And John Molinaire out of Michigan, the congressman, was questioning him for 5 minutes on these royalty payments. And finally, at minute four, Tabak admitted that every single payment has the appearance of a conflict of interest. But he said, trust us, we have firewalls. So show us the firewalls, show us the database, let us determine for ourselves that there's absolutely no conflicts of interest.
Well, you know, you can't help but question in just the fruit of what the NIH and the CDC have provided for us, just based on the fruit alone, it's suspicious and contrary to that statement that firewalls exist, right?
Well, absolutely. And Douglas Lowy, the acting director of the National Cancer Institute, he's the number 19 royal receiver. He's the head of that institute right now under NIH. And so I don't know how you can be the number 19 royalty receiver and head up an institute and not have the appearance of a conflict of interest. Open the book.
Amen. Adam Mangieski, you guys are awesome. Thank you for holding them accountable. We just got to keep the message going out there. Congratulations on this great work. High five to everybody there at Open the Books for bringing this forth. And the American people, look at, you're getting gamed. I mean, you know, with all that we're dealing with inflation, you know, it's all coming to roost on our very heads as this corruption is quite clear. So now it's going to be up to us to do something about it. Thank you, Adam.
Publish and sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After the sudden death of comedian Bob Saget, two Orange County, Florida sheriff's deputies were disseminating information about Saget's death to their friends and social media before Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, got the information. The officers have been suspended for 81 hours for their roles in the case after being found guilty. Today is the first day of summer, and as Americans hit the road, the shock of how much gas prices will hurt is front and center. President Biden said Monday he hopes to make a decision about a federal gas tax holiday by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence on Monday called out President Biden for allowing this man-made economic disaster to take over America.
All of this is a man-made economic crisis with 100% of the blame going to President Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats driving policies in the Congress of the United States.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp is going to join us. He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm well, thanks.
Hey, good to be talking to you. Hey, I don't know if you saw that TikTok video that has gone a little viral amongst dads, you know, with you know, Father's Day just this past Sunday and everything. This black comedian.
My only ticks are the ones, the deer ticks. I have to pull off my legs after I go out in the woods.
Okay, well, I'll just share the general consensus of this video, and he talks about that you know, Father's Day is just it's not very popular, you know, that the number one holiday in America is Christmas, and number two is Mother's Day. Fathers are down to 20. Even Halloween at number six, ghosts and goblins are more significant than dads. Arbor Day, I think 16. He goes, Arbor, what the heck is Arbor Day? but he says, look at, here it is. He says, you got Jesus number one, and then number two is your mama. Dad is hardly to be seen here in terms of the importance of holidays. But, you know, that is a commentary on where we stand right now in terms of the importance of fathers. And as you and I talked about last week, you know, the other, and I think something that's overlooked greatly in appreciating Father's Day is the Father himself, the Father in heaven, who Jesus said when the religious people of the day talked about the Father, he quickly corrected them and said, there's only one Father, and that's your Father in heaven. And I thought that's hugely significant, Jeff, that Jesus would clarify that and straighten people out to understand. So maybe, you know, the reason that Father's Day is really not appreciated all that much is because we really are focusing on an earthly father as opposed to a heavenly father. That if the focus was more on the heavenly father and then the extension thereby of the earthly father, people might appreciate Father's Day a little bit more. Am I stretching this a little bit too much, maybe?
No, I think, what Jesus was talking about is they were honoring their Jewish fathers, the patriarchs, making a bigger deal out of them and the things they said and did than the only one who's good, which Jesus said is the Heavenly Father, and everything stems from that. And our society today diminishes the greatness and the majesty and the awe and the power and the grace and the justice. Every nature, every aspect of that wonderful Father, we don't really emphasize it. And Jesus emphasized that the Father is the only one that's good. Everything stems from him. He gave all glory and honor to the Father. He talked about the prodigal son and his kind of behave well, you know, religious, legalist older brother who wouldn't show up at the party. They both kind of drifted from their dad in their own way. But Jesus talked about that father was gracious and just, but when the prodigal son came home, that father jumped off the porch, celebrated his son's return, became generous to him, welcomed him back in the family, had a big barbecue, and even told his older brother, everything I've always had has been yours. Please come in and celebrate that your brother was lost. Please show grace with me, because that's my nature. I think that if we could get a better picture of the type of father that Jesus had, and therefore that every one of us who receive Jesus have, that would change our respect for the institution of fathering, the role of fathering. Right. Dads, our own activity of fathering being our most important job if we have kids. And I think I saw you in your notes say, we need a reversal of the fatherhood deficit. And yes, it starts with the vertical relationship of seeing the Heavenly Father well.
And it's understanding what fatherhood is all about. I mean, that is not to be denied. It may be compromised right now in the culture, but that doesn't take away from God's intent of what fatherhood is all about. And this is why fatherhood is so attacked by evil, Jeff, because we know that if the good shepherd, in a sense, we're an extension. Fathers are an extension of the good shepherd. We watch over, we protect, and we guide. If we're tied up and bound, then the evil one has its way with us. So it's interesting how the father has been attacked. I mean, when you and I were growing up, we had such sitcoms as Father Knows Best. There were, you know, the Andy Griffith Show, other things that where there was some moral teaching and reinforcement of fatherhood. But, since the latter 60s and the feminist movement, you know, men were maligned and here we are. I mean, they're so far in the back of the bus, like this comedian talks about. I mean, Father's Day only ranks as 20th. I mean, Ghosts and Goblins, he says, at number six ranks higher than fatherhood, right?
Yep. No, Bill, I'm an optimist and a solution seeker, an offensive player, not a defensive player. So I'll help us turn the corner right now to not bemoaning where the culture is, but reminding us all that we can start praising the positives in our Heavenly Father, our earthly father, which obviously he wasn't perfect. We can write a letter to our earthly father. We can tell our kids about our dad and our grandpa and what was great about him as, you know, a provider and a protector and a leader, his helping nature, his encouragement. We can praise fatherhood everywhere we see it and thank those that are our fathers, our grandfathers. Mm-hmm. And one of the great ways to stir up your kind of gratitude and understanding of fatherhood is to take the Show Me the Father movie that's out digitally,
yes.
And you can get it on video, and show it to your family, show it to your friends, show it to a man you're discipling that didn't have a dad, show it to a group of young guys or to your small group. Hold a free movie night like a church did in Alabama over Father's Day weekend and showed it to anyone in the community. That's a positive. My friend Blake
exactly.
Brewer has a thing called the Legacy Letter Challenge, where he will guide you through how to write a letter of blessing describing mm-hmm. the legacy that you want to pass on to your children. And, of course, you can write a letter to your dad or your mom thanking them, even if they were imperfect. That's what John Trent and Dennis Rainey have recommended over the years. Write a letter of blessing and healing and appreciation to your mom or your dad. Look for the good. The part of the cup that's half full. So we need to honor
right,
fathering
exactly.
by saying it out loud and calling out the positive mm-hmm. traits.
Yeah, and I think that you can call out the positive traits within yourself. Because these are God-given traits. I mean, sometimes people think that, oh, it's impossible. You know, Jeff, they'll say, oh, Bill, it's too late. You know, I've blown it. My kids are adults already. I wasn't there. And, you know, and I say, look, you know, with God, it's never too late. And the fact that it's coming to your mind right now should encourage you to say now is the time, right?
Yes. The most powerful trait of Jesus was his humility. And the most powerful trait for us is apology. Jesus didn't need to apologize because he never did wrong or sinned. But he did submit himself in a humble way and wash feet. Well, we can apologize to a son or a daughter who we've dropped the ball with, who we've offended. We've let a divide happen between us. Maybe the political debates of the last 3 years have gotten between us, and we look back and think, I held on to my positions more than I held on to the relationship. You can go back
Amen.
And apologize to them. Doesn't mean you need to change your positions, but you need to change the relative importance of the opinions and policies and arguments you have versus, I love my daughter, I love my son. I'm going to apologize, no ifs, ands, or buts. And I'm going to say, hey, can we have a fresh start? And then just start showing them you love them, you appreciate them, you enjoy them.
Well, as you say, Jeff, reversing this trend and this attitude starts with us, with us as fathers. Today, this very moment, to be intentional, to be like our Father in heaven. And to live in his presence and understand and be open for revelation and new ideas and see what happens. Jeff Kemp has been with us. Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. AmeriPlan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an AmeriPlan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now think about it. Who else can you say that about? That their promises never fail, never have, never will. They've been consistent. It's still the same. Who can you say that? And, you know, this is what Danny Gokey puts before us with that lyric. And there's only one. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God Almighty. Hey, thank you for being with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's a good time for us to go to Sam's Corner. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, right there you'll see Sam's Corner. And we get all these viral videos. She's faithful to report every week on these viral videos that lighten our hearts, that remind us that though we may be flawed and we mess up sometimes, there's some great news in the midst of it all. And it depends on what you want to focus on a little bit. But, you know, like what Jeff Kemp had said earlier, you know, are we going to look at the glass half empty or half full? Well, you know, I'm like Jeff. I'm one of these perennial optimists, as my father would say about me, is that I like to look for the good in others. And the reason I do that, it's just time has proven time and again, and I want to bring Sam on right now. And Sam, I don't know if this is about you, but I kind of sense that it is for as long as I know you, is that in looking for the good in others, the reason we do it is because there's benefit in that. I mean, the payoff is we see the good. We certainly, there's plenty of flaws going around. I mean, we've got our own flaws that we bring with our own baggage. And if we choose to look at that in others, I mean, it doesn't elevate us, as opposed to looking at them as unique creations of God, who God created with a purpose, just like you and I, and someone to be honored and celebrated, right?
Oh yeah, and you know, I think that like looking at people like that, it kind of changes your mood, and it kind of changes how you feel about people in general. I used to always say there was nobody that I couldn't find something to say nice about. I mean, even like. Like, even if it's just like, oh, they have good handwriting or they're good at this, like just something positive to say about anybody. I think if you can look at the world through that, it'll kind of change your attitude. It really does. And it like it kind of you can find inspiration in some of the most unlikely places sometimes, too.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing that happens time and again. I know recently, you know, being honest with you, there was somebody that I kept running into, and there was just something about the person I didn't like. I don't know why. I just didn't like it. You know, he just seemed that he was carrying an attitude with him. I didn't even know his name, never met him. It's just that we kept crossing paths, and I didn't much like him, to be honest with you. And suddenly, God opened up an opportunity, and this guy is becoming a dear friend. I mean,
oh, wow.
And I have to laugh at myself for this, you know, and I didn't tell him this. I didn't share with him. Yeah. When I first, you know, ran into you a couple of times, I thought you were a knucklehead. I didn't want anything to do with you. And here I am. I mean, it's like we have so much in common. I mean, it's just uncanny. And this is the thing that happens. And it's humorous about our own arrogance that we think that somehow we're something special. Right. And we miss out on the blessing that God is bringing, you know, somebody into our orbit, in our path, that you never know why they're there. And, you know, and if it's about you, if it's for them, you know, and to me, I try to remember that. And I try to walk in that in that presence of mind that it's not about me. But it's tough. I got to tell you, it's tough. And I'm challenged by that. But anyway, just a personal confession. You can forgive me later. Getting on to the stories here, speaking of acts of kindness, you got Chewy's is the first story to talk about, and their act of kindness, how it went viral. What happened?
That's right. So I saw the story, and it kind of made me choke up, of course. You know, we've talked about being dog lovers on here before. Mm-hmm. And as I've told you, I have four dogs of my own. And mm-hmm. You think about
only
something
four.
Happening
only
to
four she has, ladies and gentlemen.
I still can't believe I have four. I never intended it this way. But, you know, once you pop, you can't stop.
Yes.
But anyway, so this story involves, you know, the loss of a beloved dog, Anna Bros. Her dog, mm-hmm. Gus, recently passed away. And she had ordered dog food for him from an online service called Chewy that a lot of people mm-hmm. are probably familiar with. They specialize in pet things, especially dog food. They just deliver it to your front door. Mm-hmm. So she's sitting there experiencing the loss of her dog and thinking, what am I going to do with this dog food? I wonder if I can get a refund. So she calls up there. And so the response by the Chewy team actually is what touched so many people. And she shared it on Twitter. It had almost a million responses. So what happened is she contacted them, and they gave her a full refund. Then they told her to donate it to a local shelter. And then mm-hmm. The person who she actually talked to on the phone sends her flowers with a handwritten note for her lost pet, which I just thought was just so thoughtful. And just
yes,
that's one of those human connections. You know, this is over a pet, but right. It's showing, like, sympathy. And, you know, I'm not sure if this was, like, a standard thing or if this was, like, a special thing that this employee of Chewy did. But it certainly got Chewy in the news for some really good reasons. It's just, like,
exactly.
You know, I think dealing with the loss of a pet is hard enough anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, and for those
like
of us that have, yeah, for those of us who have experienced it and that are touched by something, even vicariously, we are blessed, you know, with somebody's kindness, you know, toward another pet lover. Because, boy, I'll tell you, you know, as people have often said, it's like losing a family member. And maybe in some cases, especially if you got lousy family members, you know, your dog can be somewhat more missed than appreciated, sadly. But, yeah, there's just something about our pets that are so meaningful. Well, you know, thank you to Chewy, you know, for doing that. And God bless them, you know, for that act of kindness to that person who, you know, whose heart is hurting and, you know, and will hurt for a while. You know, in some cases, you know, I'm told that sometimes that hurt just never, you know, it's just that missing part, you know, because those animals, like my chiropractor told me, said, Bill, you got to remember, he says, there's always one dog, you know, and in this case, yeah. When we're talking about, you know, Kobe, he says, there's always one dog that will be with you.
And I believe that to be the case. Well, anyway, this next story is about a teen hero who dives into water. He saves a woman that's trapped in a sinking car. Wow. This is a teenage kid that does this, huh?
A teenage kid, Anthony Zongor, he's just 17 years old. And there's actually a video, surveillance video, that ended up capturing this whole thing. And he actually rescues a young woman who's just 18 years old, Mia Samolinsky. She meant to hit up going into the water. And, I mean, I just can't imagine. I've always thought that would be one of the scariest things, to be in your car and start sinking into the water, because you have seconds to react or you're not going to make it. And so he said, what Anthony said, what he saw was her banging on the window and trying to get out. And she looks like she's trying to bust the window open and she's not succeeding. And this brave young man decides, I'm going to get her out. And he goes and he starts pulling on the door. And somehow, by some miracle, he's able to get the passenger side door open.
Unbelievable.
And he is able to be pulled out. And it's all caught on camera. And I just think, wow, you know, for somebody to have that kind of quick response time and that kind of bravery at such a young age, I think says a lot about him as a human being. It's just because, you know, we all wonder what would we do if we're faced with that situation, because that could become a dangerous.
Well, and not to mention opening up a door. I mean, I don't know if you've ever tried to open a door underwater, a car. It's not easy feat. I mean, it almost requires miraculous super strength that enters in, adrenalizes a person in such a way that it's like a panicked, you know, strength response, if I'm saying that correctly, you know, that comes into play here. So that's incredible. Wow, what a story. Now, this next one, you've got inmates at a Florida County jail. A deputy is in peril. Inmates are assaulting him. And you know, thank God these other inmates come to his aid, right?
That's right. This is actually at a women's facility. Deputy Lillian Jimenez, she was attacked. She was actually lured into the restroom where one inmate had said another inmate needed help, and they had actually taken a comb and sharpened it on both sides. And then they had a pillow. It came up behind her with a pillowcase and put it around her neck and began choking her out. Well, as the attack unfolded, other inmates actually ran to help, which is, you know, I think that's why this is getting a lot of coverage, because this deputy ended up being saved. She was attacked by inmates, but she was also saved by the other inmates. And I think that, you know, a lot of people, I was looking through the comments and seeing what different people had to say about this whole situation. And people were like, you know, just because you're in jail doesn't mean you're a bad person. You know, you might have gone to prison, you've done a bad thing, but that doesn't define who you are. And that's just what you were saying about, you know, being able to see the good in people. Well, this is a chance to see the good in people who, you know, even if they're not wrongfully convicted or something like that, they're good people. Like, that doesn't mean
they can step up and
you
do
know,
the right thing.
Exactly. You.
Yeah, without a doubt. This final story, 40 seconds left, Sam. 5-year-old girl crowned the youngest published author by Guinness World Record. 5 years old, huh? Wow.
That's right.
Crazy.
So Bella.
Yeah, I love it.
She wrote a book. That's right. It's unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. So she had to sell at least 1,000 copies after it was published. And she did. Mm-hmm. She's 5 years old in 211 days. And she wrote a story called The Lost Cat. And it's all featured from one of her drawings, which is really cool. This is over in England. So congratulations to her.
That's awesome. Well, go to Sam's Corner and pull it up, and you'll get these stories and so many others that Sam reports on to us every week right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, as always, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.